Welcome to the History of Christianity podcast with Stephen Bedard. Please visit me at historyofchristianitypodcast.com.
This is a special episode in a number of ways. This crossover episode is both the 25th episode of the Second World War podcast and the 50th episode of the History of Christianity podcast and the History of Christianity overlap. I had a number of ideas, but I think I've come up with a subject that will work best. So let's get started. I want you to imagine that you are the leader of the Roman Catholic Church and are seen as one of the most important moral voices in the world. At the same time, you are based out of one of the countries that make up the Axis powers. How do you go about navigating these circumstances? This was the situation that Pope Pius XII found himself, a man who has been called by the unfortunate label of Hitler's Pope. Pius XII was born Eugenio Maria Giuseppe Giovanni Pacelli in 1876. He was ordained as a priest in 1899. Pacelli did not find himself cloistered away in a rural parish. He had an academic bent and went on to earn his doctorate. He had an interest in concordats and canon law and found himself quickly in influential positions within the Vatican. One of the roles he had was in representing the Vatican at the signing of the Serbian Concordat just before the First World War. Some see that concordat as playing a role in the tensions between Serbia and the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which erupted into that war. Early on, Pacelli had a relationship with Germany, being declared the nuncio of Bavaria in 1917, and was based in Munich for some time. He was appointed as the apostolic nuncio to Germany in 1920. There's some evidence that he had ill feelings toward both Jews and communists, seeing both groups as being connected to each other. As we consider this, we have to realize that Pacelli was not unique in having anti-Semitic feelings, nor was Hitler the creator of this atmosphere. Anti-Semitism had been a part of Europe for a long time, and in the difficult days between the wars, they became a target of people's anger. That's not to excuse his feelings towards the Jews, but we do have to see that he was a part of a wider wave of anti-Semitism. Pacelli continued to rise through the ranks of the Vatican. He became a cardinal in 1929, cardinal secretary of state in 1930, and Carmelengo, which includes overseeing the property and finances of the Holy See, in 1935. One of the most important accomplishments of Pacelli before his rise to the papacy was the Reichskonkordat, which was signed with Germany in 1933. A concordat was a formal agreement between the Holy See and a sovereign nation outlining their relationship and defining the rights and roles of the Roman Catholic Church in that country. Pacelli was concerned about protecting the church and Catholic educational organizations within Germany. However, this had to be negotiated with the Nazi government. Here's where the issue was. Even if Pacelli wanted to loudly condemn Nazism, he could not do that and receive the promises from the Nazi government. Therefore, this is seen as an act of compromise on the part of Pacelli and the Vatican. How much legitimacy should the Vatican give to the Nazi government in exchange for promises that the Nazis might or might not keep? Even before the war started, there was numerous violations by the Germans. Later, when Pacelli was the Pope, he commented, quote, "The history of the Reichskonkordat shows that the other side lacked the most basic prerequisites to accept minimal freedoms and rights of the Church, without which the Church simply cannot live and operate, formal agreements notwithstanding." We will return to the episode after this break. If you have a business, you need a website. What's the best way to get a website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag and drop page design. And they have guaranteed US-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up with Pear Networks, you'll receive 1 free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of website hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. That's pear.com/free, promo code QUICKSTART, to get started today. Early in 1939, Pope Pius XI died, and it was time to elect a new pope. Pacelli was chosen, perhaps because of his extensive experience with Germany at this time of great upheaval. He chose the name Pius XII. He stated, quote, "I call myself Pius. My whole life was under popes with this name, but especially as a sign of gratitude towards Pius XI." End quote. This brings us to the beginnings of the Second World War. Pius XII was involved in attempts to mediate a peaceful solution to the looming condition. He also had hoped that the German invasion of Poland would be the end of formal hostilities, but it was not meant to be. It should be noted that although the Vatican is physically within the territory of Italy, it is actually a separate and independent state. The Vatican held to a policy of neutrality. However, their neutrality was more complicated than that of a country such as Switzerland, with the Vatican's position not just within Italy, but its proximity to the Roman capital. This may be a part of the complexity of Pius's position in the conflict. There was ongoing pressure from various nations for the Vatican to openly condemn the atrocities of the Nazis. This was something that Pius was not willing to do. He would condemn the unnecessary deaths that take place in warfare without naming sides. More controversial was his lack of public statement about the Holocaust. There seems to be some evidence that early on the Vatican was becoming aware of what was happening. There probably was some anti-Semitism on the part of Pius and in some corners of the Roman Catholic Church as well. The Vatican did not speak out against the Holocaust, but did seem to aid many Jews and help them to avoid the death camps. The facts are murky. The Vatican strongly spoke out for Jews who had converted to Catholicism, but there are many accounts of humanitarian aid to Jews of all backgrounds. Did the Vatican sometimes turn a blind eye? Yes, but so did most nations that were allies actively fighting the Axis. I do not want to fully defend nor to fully condemn Pius's posture when it comes to the Holocaust. He claimed that he believed that an open condemnation would have caused more harm to the Jews. Can we know for sure? What would have happened if the Vatican had condemned Nazism from the start? A large portion of Germany, including the military, were Roman Catholic. Who'd have had the ultimate authority, the Pope or the Führer? Could they have effectively undermined Hitler's power? And how would have Hitler responded to such efforts? Would he have his friend Mussolini enter the Vatican and confiscate their wealth and perhaps kidnap the Pope? We don't know how they would have reacted, nor do we know Pius's complete motives. Was he afraid of the Nazis? Or was he trying to maintain a neutrality with some cost of compromise so that the Vatican would be in a position to help when the war ended? These questions are debated by historians. The truth is that Pius was a complicated man living in a complicated time. Could he have spoken clearer against the Nazis? Yes. Would that have made things more difficult for later negotiations? Yes. Were there hints of anti-Semitism by Pius and within the Roman Catholic Church? Yes. Did the Vatican actively protect and save the lives of many Jews? Again, yes. This was a complicated time, and we must be careful in making our judgments against such a person. We need to look at the facts, we need to read the accounts, and we need to sort through them carefully. Thanks for listening to this episode of both the History of Christianity podcast and the Second World War podcast. Please visit me at historyofchristianitypodcast.com and stephenjbedard.com/secondworldwar. You can support both of these podcasts at patreon.com/hopesreason with a pledge of just $1 a month. Thank you, and God bless.